This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing more beneficial for the Muslim, for the servant of Allah, than to be reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be reminded of that which will keep him firm and steadfast upon the obedience of Allah. And so throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the believers, sometimes by talking about death and what comes after death, about the Day of Judgment and the horrors of the Day of Judgment, about Jannah and its blessings, about the hellfire and its punishment, about the people of Jannah and about the people of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran reminds us. And so today, we look at the description of one of those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us throughout the Quran that will serve as a reminder for us. And so page after page, surah after surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us Jannah and the blessings that He has prepared for us in Jannah. And so the believers, after they cross the Sirat and leave the hellfire behind them, after the kuffar, they enter the hellfire, and the believers, they cross. They come to a place known as the Qantara, which is where the believers will retaliate against one another, so that nothing is left behind except that it was dealt with. Any animosities, any problems that they have between them, they will retaliate. Until, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, they will become purified. Their hearts will become pure, such that they don't have any ill feelings to any of their Muslim brothers or sisters. And now they're ready to enter Jannah. And so they will come to the gates of Jannah in groups and rows. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا. And the people of taqwa, they will be driven, pushed to the gates of Jannah in groups. These massive, beautiful gates. But they will find that these gates are locked. And so our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will step forward and knock on the gates of Jannah. And the gatekeeper, he will say, it was for you, O Muhammad, that I was commanded to open these gates and for nobody before you. And so he will open up the gates. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first to enter. And then the prophets and the messengers after him. And then the shuhada, the siddiqoon. And then the salihoon, the righteous. In groups, they will enter Jannah. And so imagine yourself at that point, entering Jannah and seeing the blessings of Jannah. Imagine the joy and the feeling of delight, realizing that you've made it and you were not left behind with those who were left behind. And so the believers, they will enter Jannah. And they will say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. They will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say, praise be to the one who guided us to this. If it was not for him guiding us to this, we would never have been guided. And so they don't. They don't take the credit on themselves, but rather they give credit where it's due. And it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided them, not themselves. And then they will say, لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. The messengers of our Lord, they came with the truth. Everything that the messengers came with, that we were told to believe in, we believed in it without a shadow of a doubt, even though we couldn't see it with our eyes. Whereas others, they said, give us the proof. Show it to me. Seeing is believing. Unless you show it to me, I'm not going to believe in it. And so on that day, they will declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the truth. And the messengers, they came with the truth. وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then it will be proclaimed that this is Jannah, that you have inherited because of what you used to do. And so once the people of Jannah, once they enter Jannah, each one will go to their home right away. They will recognize their houses. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, that each one of you will recognize his house in Jannah better than he could recognize his house in this dunya. And so you won't become lost. And as you make your way to your house, you will see the blessings of Jannah. On your way, you will see rivers. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The Jannah. What is its description that the believers have been promised? فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ. In it are rivers of fresh water. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And rivers of milk whose taste never changes. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرِ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And rivers of wine that is delicious to those who drink. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And rivers of pure honey. These rivers will flow beneath them, flowing between their houses, between the trees, between the gardens of Jannah. They will see massive, gigantic trees. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described a tree of Jannah. He said that if a rider on a horse was to ride for 100 years, he would not be able to traverse the length of this tree. Beautiful trees of different colors and different fruits that are easily accessible to the people of Jannah. They will then see their trees that they had planted in this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that on the night that I ascended up to Jannah, I met Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he said to me, O Muhammad, pass my salam to your ummah and tell them and inform them that Jannah has fertile soil and delicious water, and that it is a plain, treeless ground, and that its seeds, if you want to see trees, then its seeds are Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. And so something that we take for granted, these adhkar, tasbih, tahmid, takbir, these are seeds that we are planting in Jannah. And then after that, when the people of Jannah reach their homes, they will find that they were the ones who had built these homes. And so many people in this life, they spend an entire lifetime working towards building their home in this dunya. But the people of Jannah, they work their lifetime building that home for them in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the homes of Jannah. Its bricks are of silver. Its bricks are of gold. And its mortar is of musk, of beautiful fragrance. And its pebbles are of pearls and rubies. And its ground is saffron. Their homes will be chambers, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. The interior can be seen from the outside, and the exterior can be seen from the inside. Their homes will be decorated with all the luxuries that you can think of. Cushions of silver, carpet spread out, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَمَارِقُ مَصْفُوفَةً وَزَرَابِيُّ مَبْثُوثَةً. Cushions lined up and carpets spread out. They will have everything that they have ever wanted. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنْفُسِ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ. In Jannah, they will have everything that their souls ever desired and their eyes ever wanted to see. In Jannah, their bodies will be the same bodies as we had in this dunya, but with different characteristics. And so they will not feel any fatigue. They will not have the need to sleep. They will not have the need to urinate. They won't have any hunger. They will never get tired, and they will never die. And they will never have the worries and the stress that they used to have in this dunya. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. They will say, praise be to the one who has removed all stress and grief from us. الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارُ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَبٌ وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوبٌ. The one who has placed us in this everlasting place of residence, in which there will never be any fatigue, in which there will never be any tiredness. On that day, they will forget about all the problems that they ever had in this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that a man will be dipped into Jannah who went through the most hardship in this dunya. And he will be asked, have you ever seen any hardship, any distress, He will say, no, Ya Rabb. And so, as they enter Jannah, all their hardship, everything that they went through in the dunya, they will automatically forget because of the blessings that they see. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafi'ani wa iyaakum bima fihi min al-ayat wa al-zikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, عباد الله, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that if we think that what we have heard about Jannah is the peak of pleasure and enjoyment, then no. That's not all that they will have. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address them. And He will ask, is there anything more that you want? And so they will say, Ya Rabb, have you not brightened our faces? Have you not admitted us into Jannah and saved us from the hellfire? What more could we want? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift and remove His veil. And so they will see Him. And nothing will be more beloved to them, more enjoyable to them, than to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the description of Jannah for a people who earned it, for a people who deserved it, for a people who strove hard for it, with patience, with determination, with diligence, not slacking off, not burning out, not being lazy, but remaining steadfast. This is Jannah for a people who set their target in this life to be that. Their target was nothing other than Jannah and attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A people who gave preference to the pleasure of Allah over their personal pleasures. A people who gave preference to the pleasures of the akhirah over the pleasures, the temporary pleasures of this dunya. And so those who are deprived, those who are truly deprived, are not those who have no money in this dunya. Those who are truly deprived are not those who didn't have anything in this dunya, any enjoyment in this dunya. But rather those who are deprived and who are truly deprived are those who sold a temporary enjoyment, or those who sold an everlasting enjoyment for a temporary enjoyment. Those who sold pure, beautiful Hurul Ain, women of Jannah, for filthy prostitutes and enjoying them. Those who sold unintoxicating wine in Jannah for intoxicating wine in this dunya. Those who sold listening to the words of Allah, listening to Allah directly in Jannah, they sold that for listening to filthy music in this dunya. Those who sold mansions and palaces of gold and silver in Jannah for their homes that they bought with riba in this dunya. These are people who are truly deprived. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, it's time for us to stop and ask ourselves, what have we prepared? What have we prepared for our akhirah? Because there are only two destinations in front of us. It's either Jannah or the hellfire. There's no in between. Ask yourself, where do you stand today? If death was to come knocking on your door tomorrow, it's not about dying. Each and every single one of us, we will die. That's a reality. But it's about how we will die. In what state will we die? You can forget about death all you want, but death will never forget you. You don't have to be conscious of the angel of death. You don't have to know the angel of death. You don't have to recognize the angel of death. But when the angel of death comes to you, he will easily recognize you. What is it that caused the people of Jannah to earn that reward? Look at the lives of the prophets and the messengers. Look at the lives of the companions. When they heard these ayat being recited about the description of Jannah, when they heard what the Prophet ﷺ would tell them about Jannah, it would cause them to give up everything or anything that they had in this dunya. Like that Sahabi, when he heard the Prophet ﷺ describing Jannah, and it was time for battle, he had a few dates in his hand, and he said, if these dates are going to come in between me and entering Jannah, then forget about it. And he threw away the dates, and he went and fought until he was killed as a shaheed. The people of Jannah are those who sacrificed. They sacrificed everything that they had. The peak of it was their lives. Today, we're being asked for much less. But yet we're slacking off. And we're not doing the deeds that are required to enter Jannah. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ For that, meaning Jannah and its blessings, for that, let those who want to compete, let them to compete. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the hellfire. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبينا محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم ادفع عنا الوباء والغلاء والزلازل وسوء المحن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، يا أكرم الأكرمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
So I have to do, make sure your lines are straight.
Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون، هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون، لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون، سلام قولا من رب رحيم.
سمع الله من الحميد. الله الله الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم، متكئون تعرف في وجوههم نضرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها
الله لمن حمده الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله